I'm taken, kind of, in a strange way, with tattoos.
Yeah, you are.
I'm the heavily tattooed person.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have any. It's a little bit late in the game for me to go down that road, I think.
Come on, man.
You're just getting started.
And I'm way too chicken to do it anyway.
That's what drugs are for.
Yet, I see these people who are heavily tattooed, and I saw one today. And I'm very, very taken with them. Because this guy had tattoos all up and down his neck and on his face and arms and just all over the place. Yet when I was a kid, I would see guys that had tattoos, and usually they were like guys who had been in the Navy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that have like an anchor on their forearm or something like that.
Yep, and it was a bad tattoo job. And
yeah. I mean, there was no real artistry in it or anything like that. Occasionally you'd see somebody that was full throttle about it and everything and had found somebody who really knew how to do it right, but that was very, very rare. Anyway, back then, my parents told me, don't be looking at those guys.
don't look at them.
Yeah. Don't be looking at those guys' tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I guess when I was a little kid, I would go up to them and ask them about them or something like that, you know? And my parents told me, don't be doing that because those guys are ashamed of their tattoos and they don't need to have them pointed out by you. So, okay. I quit looking at them. And even today, I really can't bring myself to look real closely at guys who are heavily tattooed, even though I want to.
Like, you kind of, they're not even a human being to you. You just kind of, oh God, don't look at them. They're going to look at me funny.
Yeah, and I mean, do guys who are tattooed like that want you looking at them?
Of course they do. That's what they're there for.
All right. See, I'm worried, though, that if I start looking at them, they're going to think I'm staring at them or something.
You are.
And I am.
Why would you not stare at a guy with neck tats and sleeve tats and forehead tats? They're odd. It's like having a horn coming out of your head.
Hmm.
Nay, I don't think it's quite like that.
All right, girl with giant boob job. Does she want you to stare at him? Oh, right?
Yes.
We have one right here.
Take a picture.
So, you want to be stared at, ma'am? Is that part of the reason? Yes, there you go.
All right, well, stand up and let us stare at you then.
Oh, God, leave her alone.
No, don't.
Yeah, we'll soap up those.
She brought this on herself.
She did. But, okay, but it's the same principle, you know what I'm saying?
Let them crash.
I mean, if you get something like that that is of, what, odd sizing or, you know, like we were saying, the sleeve tats or whatever, even if they don't want you to look at them, you have to.
I'm always worried, though, that if I start looking at them real close and everything, they're going to look at me and say, what are you looking at, Mac?
Well, what
Mac.
Are
you...
Mac. Mac.
And the next thing you know, they're going to try to pick a fight with me or something.
Who says Mac?
The guys from the 50s. That's who says Mac.
What are you looking at, Mac?
You may be right, but how can you not?
I don't know.
And it's not, okay, it's one thing if you're walking past a guy that has one arm or something like that.
Yeah, because he can't help that. The guy with the tattoo chose it.
Yes. It's part of his life. It's part of his everyday life. And I'm not saying that he's dying for you to look at it, but it's just like the drop that Grooves played. You bought the tickets.
You knew what you were getting into.
Right.
I say, let them crash.
It's part of the deal.
And now he's got a tattoo on his head.
Now, and I'm always leery
about...
You're
wanting to stare, though. You're wanting to, like, stop him like an old grandma would do. And like, I want to take a look at you, sonny boy.
Yes, I'm wanting to take a close look at him. You know?
Well, okay, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can. If you know him, kind
of. Well, of course, if you know him. But if you're just walking past the street and you see all this stuff, you can't just, like, get in front of the guy and, like... Hang on a second, dude. Nice tats.
Come here, Mac.
Yeah, get over here, Mac. Sorry, what?
I don't call anybody Mac.
You whatever. Just did.
That was just a figure of speech.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're that committed to the craft, if you're that committed to the tattoo, and there's a difference between having the initials of your firstborn child or whatever on your wrist.
Right.
And, you know, having Godzilla on your chest, yes, or something like that.
Now, these that I'm drawn to are always, you know, just real all up and down, all encompassing everywhere. They're usually very colorful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy today, he had little orange stars all over his cheeks.
Yeah.
And
stare at him.
I don't know. I can't. I can't bring myself to do it, but I want to.
It is now so commonplace. The tattoo is so commonplace. And, you know, Danny's got... How many you got, Danny?
Two.
But one of them's real big. It's like a...
They're both real big.
Yeah, that's true.
They're about 6x4.
But
that's,
I mean...
real big.
To me, that is so innocuous.
On sleeve.
It's not like I have a... I don't know, a vulture covering my back.
It's very pedestrian.
Holding
what he
a baby in like, each talon.
How do we know?
People that have those tattoos, like on their shoulder or their bicep or their forearms or whatever, I don't bat an eye. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever.
Yep.
That means that you're a troubled child.
Right. Now, I don't bat an eye now either, but I want to look at them.
I'm drawn to them,
and I want to look at them, and I guess I wish I had that much nerve, but I don't.
Even after 4 years, I will still, just hanging out in the meeting room with you and Mike, I will catch Mike, and he will be fixated on mine sometimes.
Yes,
and
true.
He's seen them every day for 4 years.
But I've never, I have not. I've never taken a real good look at either one of them.
Why?
Well, Mike, we're 1 foot away from him
every
day. But
he will sneak glances, and I'm like...
Right, like, and then he starts blushing.
Yeah.
No, I don't start blushing, idiot.
Wink. All right, this is
rooted from your childhood. You have a problem.
I know, it is.
You need to go to therapy.
My parents told me that I shouldn't look at guys roaming around with, you know, with crossed over anchors on their forearms and stuff.
I'm going to get one of those and make you look at it.
You know, old sea dog tattoos or something.
Or like some decal from the nose of a World War II airplane.
Yeah, something like that.
I can only imagine.
Pin-up girl.
I can only imagine, though, what your parents must have told you not to look at.
Oh, God.
Back then.
Black people.
Yeah, black people, tattoos,
any person of color.
Naked women.
Right.
Right. Yep, they told me not to look at all those things.
Did they tell you, were you allowed to talk to black people?
It was preferred not to.
God. Do you still have a problem with why today doesn't suck when Donovan's in the room?
You can't. Or with Irwin being about 2 feet from you right now?
You've never even got a good look at Irwin.
Bloopy.
I love Bloopy and Donovan.
Bloopy. No, look, it's just like anything else. You don't necessarily have to stare at it, but if you're walking past somebody where it's clear that they have all these tats everywhere, sleeves or neck or whatever, and you can see them, look at them.
Ask questions. They don't mind.
Yeah, what is
they
that?
They don't mind?
No.
No, not at all.
Mind.
Not at all. Look, now, if you're putting it on your body and you're making it visible for the world to see, you shouldn't be offended or mind asking questions. And I guarantee you, 99 out of 100 people will have no issue with it.
Now, don't do it to a girl.
Why not?
Yeah,
like
why not?
Like a young girl. Because I think they'll be creeped out by you. I really
no,
do.
No, they won't.
I got this dolphin on my ankle. Represents love.
No, it represents that you're a slut and you got drunk at a frat party.
That's love, isn't it?
Well, to them.
Kind of.
That's the only love they'll ever know.
But you don't need to just up and down stare at them. There's a way to go about it. Now, the problem is with you, why don't you have a problem staring at boobs?
That's different.
Why?
They paid for those.
It's the same thing.
They're aftermarket.
No, not really.
Why?
Not really.
Why? You tell me what separates
because
them.
Because those are erotic portals.
Portals?
You bore a hole into them?
You can.
Erotic orbs, I guess.
Orbs.
But, I mean, especially, you know, the ones like our friend over here that are store-bought. It's the same principle as she was saying. They want to be seen. And you have
I'm all for
you
that.
You got a weird, I mean, it's polar opposite. we can't get you to quit staring at those.
Right.
But the tattoo, the little old tattoo, you just think that you're going to get beat up or something because your parents instilled mm-hmm. that in you, that these people are mean, they have giant forearms, they smoke cigarettes, and they have brass knuckles in their pockets.
That's about it.
What are you looking at, Mac?
The phones are going apace.
Well, shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
Go.
Let's go to line two, the wild card line, because a wild card matches anything. Hi there. You're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike. I just want to know, is that why you like Christiana so much? You got all the tattoos and the booze.
Yeah. Well, it's a tattoo.
Who?
He's talking about
Christiana, or girl box. Her.
Yeah, yeah. Now, see, I would have loved to have had a look at both her tattoos and her boobs.
Well, she moved away.
Yeah. She did. She's gone. But
and now, you know, we're just left with this.
But the hot dog girl that we had up.
Isn't that all you need?
Really, it is.
The hot dog girl that we had up that was on the Ranger commercials, the Ranger hot dog promotions girl.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You were infatuated with her, first off, because of the way she was eating the hot dogs. Secondly, though, you always brought up, and she's got these tattoos.
Yes, yes. As things turned out, she had gigantic boobs, too.
But if she wouldn't have had tattoos, would you have been interested?
Probably not.
It's a very strange thing you have going with these.
I know.
He's a weird man.
That's why I'm bringing it to the masses.
I think it's because
I'm hoping for help with this.
It's because you grew up repressed.
Let's go to the African-American line.
What's that?
That's line three.
All right, you don't know which one I'm pushing.
All right. Hi there. You're on the African-American line. Go ahead.
Go, dude.
What about a suicide girl with a boob job?
What'd he say?
What about a suicide girl with a boob job?
What does that mean?
Doesn't get much better than that.
Those real tatted up, pin up, kind of on the skanky side girls.
Yeah.
They like to play roller derby and stuff.
They're called suicide girls?
Yeah. Doesn't get much better than that.
Corby, you sounded so 80 years old just now.
I did? I've never heard that term in my life.
I know about this, and you don't.
Never in my life heard the term suicide girl.
It's a website,
man,
too.
How behind the times is he?
What a loser.
And this is the snake,
I know.
Too.
Why would I
this
know about
that,
suicide girls?
This is the edgy snake.
Yeah, that went to Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Go see a bunch of 50-year-olds playing Even Flow.
Yet he knows nothing about suicide girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think
how mighty have fallen.
I think I'm kind of proud of that, actually.
Wow. No, believe me, you are not proud of that. Wow. The foundation of this show has been rocked.
Because I don't know about tattooedslut.com.
No, because you don't know about suicide.
Why would I?
Because
where would I have gone to know about it?
You were supposed to be on the edge of pop culture.
Yeah, right. You're our conduit.
It's not like,
it's not like I just called Snoop Dogg Snoopy Dogg. You know, I mean,
listen to this. His defenses are up now.
The hell
he's got to throw Jane McGarry under the bus.
The foundation of the show has been cracked because I don't know about tattooed hookers.
They're not hookers.
They're beautiful God's creatures.
That's right.
All right.
You need to respect them.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
All right, let's
never
see.
Never compromise.
Up next.
Never compromise.
The college football blowhard.